You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. In July, Fresno Mayor Lee Brand vetoed the funding for a program designed to reduce gun violence in cities. It's called Advance Peace, and it works with the most violent shooters by consistently giving them the resources to change their lives. One of its biggest advocates who pushed hard for the program to come to Fresno is Aaron Foster. He's a father who lost both of his children to gun violence, and for a couple of years, he's been running his own version of Advance Peace to protect his Southwest Fresno community. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez takes us to the corner of Ivy and Lorena Streets, where Foster starts his day.
What's happening with you? Hey, I'm on top of him, man.
Aaron Foster constantly stops to greet people who are walking by, or he waves to them across the street.
It's just the hood. We call it the block. Every neighborhood got a block. So since I'm associated with this area, this is my son. This was his area.
A son who was shot and killed in 2013. He also lost a daughter to gun violence 2 years ago. And since then, he's been out here every day to make sure no one else has to bury their children.
The devil don't take no days off. We can't either. I get up in the morning. I come and check the blocks. We go around, check the temperature. What's going on? So just got into it. They ran a fade last night. A fade is a fight.
Fights turn into murder, Foster says. But he believes people don't really want to shoot each other. But oftentimes, he says, that's the only way gang members know how to handle their differences.
If one person gets killed, it engages a war. So it's like one body on the floor, 30 people mad. You got four people that want to avenge this death.
So Foster says he tries to prevent deaths from happening. He monitors social media posts to see if there's any threats of violence. And he drives the neighborhood to see which streets are quiet. A quiet street is a sign that tension is brewing.
But we get in front of the tension. Just loosen it up a little bit. Then we can coexist.
He drives around, or what he calls hitting the loop, every day in his pickup truck.
This is the Southwest Fresno that no one sees. Poverty is obvious. Yeah, this guy right here is one of the ones.
One of the dozen or so community members who work alongside Foster to keep the peace.
What's going on with you, man? Yeah, this is Sean Robinson. He does the Little League. So what do you think that you do, man, to reduce gun violence in our community, brother?
I go direct to the problem. You go right to the problem. You go right to the neighborhoods. Where the problems consist in.
Robinson says Foster reaches out to people like him because Foster knows they're the only ones who can connect with gang members.
Right now we're dealing with adolescents that's got guns. We ain't dealing with grown-ups. You know, I was once one of them, so I can blatantly, go direct to the source.
Foster was too. He says his past gang affiliations give him credibility.
One of the criteria is you had to once be a very violent individual that has changed your life so that you can be the example of change. People don't believe you. And now you can't, once you say that you changed, the streets watching to critique it.
Foster says he and other community activists had to prove themselves before people would take them seriously.
Now we're trying to stop beasts from happening with young people.
Right.
That's what we do every day. But without people like Sean Robinson, Joby Jones, myself, and a handful of others that I can't think of off the top of my head. Southwest Fresno would be a war zone right now. And that's not what I think, that's what I absolutely know.
Joby Jones agrees. He's also a community leader in this fight against gun violence. On this day, he's at the Hinton Center on the corner of South Fairview and East Church. He watches as kids hit a punching bag.
So we're running an after school program, boxing, just a safe place for them. I know a lot of them deal with anger. So I think if we get a boxing ring somewhere, they just come, get their frustration out for the help a lot.
Jones works with younger kids who are at risk of being recruited into gangs. He says that's why they come here. Some of these kids are bullied. They don't have parents or their family members have been murdered.
And a lot of times, man, our kids just need somebody to be around. Because I know that's one thing about the streets. They around you all the time. They feeding into you. And eventually, because they're always there, you will gravitate toward that stuff.
Instead, Jones tries to point young people in a positive direction. Outside of the Hinton Center, Fresno Police Captain Mark Salazar says this approach works. He says since he started working in this area in 2016, shootings are down more than 40%. He attributes much of this work to people like Jones, Robinson, and Foster.
And so what we have in Southwest Fresno is a tremendous momentum that I have never seen in my 23-year career. And because of that momentum and because of us working together, that's why shootings are down. Typically, you'll hear law enforcement say because of their strategies and tactics, crime is down. I credit our partnerships.
Partnerships with people who understand and care deeply about keeping kids alive.
And a guy like Aaron, who again, he's a friend of mine, he could reach people that I can't. Even my officers can't. He can reach people that the pastors can't reach. And so, and as long as we recognize that and appreciate that, I think it goes a long way.
It's that kind of connection Foster hoped to achieve on a greater scale with Advance Peace. After Brand vetoed the program, the council directed him to meet with community advocates to come up with another plan. Foster is still waiting.
They gave us a 90-day window to come up with an alternative gun violence reduction strategy, but that hasn't happened. The 90 days passed. Conversation is gone.
Brandt has said he was skeptical about Advance Peace because there weren't any studies backing it. But the American Public Health Association just published a study that says the program is working in Richmond, California. Brandt has declined multiple requests for an interview, but in an email, he says the study will help guide the city. But Foster says the people making these decisions are the farthest away from the pain.
So as we wait for the mayor to care, somebody's gonna die.
Foster says he doesn't want that to happen. But he knows it will. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.